This is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. I'm Corey Crow. Joining me on the telephone this morning, Congressman Ralph Abraham. Good morning, Congressman.
Good morning. Good morning.
Glad you're with us today. And it's, I'm sure, a busy week for you and a big day for Republicans. Let's talk about health care this morning. Tell me what the proposal is for the Republican Party. I hear today may be the day to try to repeal and replace Obamacare.
It will be today about somewhere between 1:15 and 1:30, it looks like. We will pass the bill. It's, again, basically the bill that we started with last month. A few modifications, but, you know, the end result will be the same, where we will refill and replace. We'll get rid of the individual and the employer mandates. We will roll back $1 trillion of Obamacare taxes. We will continue to cover pre-existing conditions, and we will certainly start, allowing the Medicaid expansion plan, where most of the Obamacare money is, to slowly be weaned away. So it's going to be a great day, and again, we're finally on the journey to good health care coverage for people in America.
Okay, so I know there are a lot of Democrats out there listening right now who not like some of the things that they're hearing. Let's talk dig a little bit more into the depths of this bill. Let's start with a guy like me. I had cancer when I was 19 years old. So pre-existing cancer diagnosis, it's pretty hard for me to get insurance. So let's take me for an example. What happens to a guy like me that had cancer, got diabetes now? What do I do?
You're going to have actually, let me think, five layers of protection with this American healthcare bill. One, your premiums are going to be lower. That's a given. And that's going to be because of competition, because of the way the bill is structured in the marketplace, because of what insurance companies have told us. That's going to be one thing. For those that don't meet certain income criteria, we're going to give refundable tax credits. And again, they are going to be much, much lower than the subsidies that everybody was getting under the Obamacare mandate. But again, for those that can't afford the insurance, tax credits will be available. For those that have continuous coverage, that have no breaks in coverage, and if you follow the law and bought Obamacare, you should always have continuous coverage. But for those that have had no break in coverage, and that's defined as not being without insurance for 63 days, you cannot be charged, you yourself, with your pre-existing conditions, any higher standard rate. Or for, say, a guy your same age that has no pre-existing conditions. Nobody can be denied coverage. Now, that doesn't mean, you have to buy it. That's where Obamacare got into such a problem. They mandated coverage. But under our plan, you don't have to buy it. We're going to throw you that life raft from the sinking Obamacare ship, and we want you to get in it. But you don't have to. That's your choice. But if you choose, you cannot be denied coverage. And there is what's called the Upton Amendment, which puts $8 billion more in a fund, which already had $115 billion in what we call a stability fund for people with pre-existing conditions. Insurers, we want them to be able to cover someone like yourself, maybe up to $10,000, but after that, federal government comes in and says, look, we understand you can't afford to cover all these pre-existing because it just decimates you. That's why we have only a single-payer program for most of America now. But we have got this large fund that will help the insurances and yourself be insured. So when the Democrats say that we're not going to cover pre-existing conditions or that we're kicking people out of the system and onto the curb, that's just a lie. We are not. In fact, what we are offering, what we will pass today, is going to be so much better that people are really going to be taken aback.
You think that the Republican side of this bill has the votes it needs?
I do. They would not bring it up. I don't think Speaker Ryan would bring it up, and I know he wouldn't if we don't have the votes. It will be passed. How many extra votes we have, we haven't been told, but certainly when we vote, we will see the final number. Steve Scalise, our wonderful whip from the southern part of the state, Kevin McCarthy a leader, and Paul Ryan, you know, what people don't see is the countless hours that they have spent and the hundreds of meetings that they spent with the White House, you know, trying to get what the president wants done, certainly trying to get enough of the of us to vote to get it passed. So, you know, leadership has been good on this issue.
Let me switch gears. You're a veteran. Veterans health care in our area, we've had some problems at the VA hospital in Shreveport. Can you tell me what's going on over there and sort of in the minute that we have left, sort of what the latest is?
Well, as you saw, the guy was fired. That was the administrator over there, which, you know, he was doing what they said he should have been fired. Again, VA care is not what it needs to be, not what it should be, and not what it ought to be. Certainly, as we all know, our veterans deserve and have earned the very best of care. It's an ongoing issue. I mean, I'm as frustrated as anybody in the room as to when we continue to see our veterans being mistreated. We see our veterans continue to die waiting on health care, continue to see our veterans not able to get the specialists that they need to do. So the CHOICE Act that the president did extend is going to be a good thing. We're going to expand it. And again, it will get better. It just, unfortunately, up here, it takes time to get something done. And the process is hair pulling sometimes.
All right. Congressman, we're out of time for this week. Thank you for calling, and we'll check back in with you next week.
All right. Thanks, guys. You have a great day.
All right. Congressman Ralph Abraham joining you here on 90.3 KEDM Public Radio.